Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day, and I hope you're having a great one. I hope you do have a great one today. I hope you have a great holiday. I hope you're safe as you move around, as you travel around. I want to talk to you a little bit about Scrooges. Now, you might think that's a little odd to be talking about a Scrooge on Christmas Day, but bear with me on this one, because some say I'm a Scrooge. They might be right. But I want to offer three exhibits into my defense. Number one, the early part of my career was spent in retail. Retail is tough on the holiday spirit. Those of you in retail know what I'm talking about. There's a syndrome that I've coined, that I've identified for this. There's a syndrome for everything else, so why not one for retail survivors, right? And this is what retail survivors go through. I call it PTHSS. Post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome. And I have that after all these years. And if you're in retail, you know what I'm talking about. So that's one of the reasons why I might seem a little bit of a Scrooge. Number two, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year, right? Let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. Number three, as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something for them nice for them in March. B. After the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush to get a card out to them? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, in fact, not reciprocating is actually endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending on our economy is not lost on me. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans have wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. On behalf of my misunderstood brethren and sistren, if there actually are any female Scrooges, let me clear up a few things. Number one, Scrooges are lovable, huggable, and yes, even cute, sometimes. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive and doesn't come with giggles. Number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without having to say, "bless their hearts," over and over. As proof and to influence an acquittal, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate the silliness. But please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. I challenge us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just during the holidays. Imagine what would happen if we all practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now, in the middle of July. Peace to you and yours. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz coestides. I didn't say the Spanish part there right. The first one is English. The second one is Hebrew. The third one, Salam, is Arabic. And let me try that again. Que la paz esté con ustedes. I think I got that pretty close. That means peace to you and yours, as best I could say it in Spanish. So I want to land on that last little thing, folks. I know so many of you have helped someone who needed it, a family, a child, someone who needed help this holiday season. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it, to get the holiday, to get the Christmas spirit. It's a wonderful feeling to identify, when you can identify someone who needs help, who needs something, and you have the means, you have the ability to help them. And it makes you feel good. It's all part of the holiday season, right? Well, I'd like for you to think about this. For some reason, a lot of these people surface, their needs surface more during Thanksgiving, during Christmas season. And somehow they don't seem to surface as much in February or in August. So I'd like to encourage you to do something, and I'm gonna try to do a better job of this myself. I'd like to encourage you as we move into 2010, I'd like to encourage you to please just think about, look around you, look at wherever there is need. If you identified someone that needs help right now, if you identified someone in this holiday season, keep up with them. Find out what's going on in their lives a little bit. See if they're going to need some help. You know, if a child needs milk or eggs or meat or a sweater or a coat or shoes, if they need that at Christmas time, guess what? They might need that. They're probably going to need that in January, February, March, April. So think about that a little bit. Pace yourself, but get involved, and let's try to have this kind of spirit of giving all year long. What do you think? Merry Christmas, everybody. Quick break. Enjoy the music. I'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.